Senate come to order, please. Members indicate their presence by voting. Secretary, take the roll, please.
This morning, Senators Fahrenkamp, Sackett, and Tillian are excused from the call of the Senate today.
All right. Madam Secretary, do you note Senator Ziegler's presence? Senate, please rise for a prayer. Lieutenant Bacon of the Salvation Army.
I know he cares for me. I'll trust my Heavenly Father, for I know he cares for me. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thankful hearts for this great land of ours. We thank you for the natural beauty around us and for the freedom we enjoy, not the least of which is the freedom to come before you in prayer. We pray again this morning for our national leaders, for our state leaders, and all who have a part in the governing process. We thank you for your guiding hand upon us this week. Grant us a restful weekend and strength for the days ahead. Give us a good day, Lord. And Lord, make me a blessing to someone today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Certification of Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 25th legislative day, Senate Supplement Number 7, and Senate House Supplement Number 5.
Senator Katula.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal and supplement approves read.
Without objection, the journal is approved. Introduction of guests. Senator Stimson.
I'd like to introduce a good friend of mine, a lady that I've taught with for the last 5 years in Anchorage. She's the creator of a reading program at West High School that's considered second to none in the state. She's president of the Anchorage Education Association, Betty Briggs.
Yes, Senator, stand at ease. Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, it's my pleasure to introduce a very beautiful friend of mine in the gallery behind me, Kelly Getty. Let's have a big speech.
Further introductions, messages from the governor.
There is a message of February 7. Pursuant to applicable law, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the positions noted. Alcoholic Beverage Control Board.
Judiciary, please.
Athletic Commission.
Hess.
Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
Hess.
Collection Agency Board.
Commerce.
Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission.
Resources.
Board of Dispensing Opticians.
Hess.
Board of Education.
Hess.
Board of Electrical Examiners.
Commerce.
Board of Fisheries.
Resources.
Guide Licensing and Control Board.
Resources.
Board of Hairdressing and Beauty Culture Examiners.
Commerce.
Alaska King Crab Marketing and Quality Control Board.
Resources.
Board of Marine Pilots.
Resources.
State Medical Board.
Hess.
Board of Nursing.
Hess.
Board of Nursing Home Administrators.
Hess.
Occupational Safety and Health Review Board.
Labor and Management.
Board of Examiners and Optometry.
Hess.
State Physical Therapy Board.
Hess.
Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners.
Hess.
Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy.
Commerce.
Real Estate Commission.
Commerce.
University of Alaska Board of Regents.
Hess.
Board of Veterinary Examiners.
Hess.
Violent Crimes Compensation Board.
Judiciary.
Board of Welding Examiners.
Labor and Management.
Alaska Workmen's Compensation Board.
Labor and Management.
Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. This is the only message from the Governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message of February 7. The Speaker has appointed the following members to a special Rural Education Attendance Area Budget Oversight Committee. Representative Anderson, Chairman. Representative Montgomery. Representative Moss. Appointed in the Senate February 7 was Senator Ferguson, Chairman. Senator Mulcahy. Senator Stimson. Message of February 7. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 252 by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the qualifications and selection of jurors.
Judiciary.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
There is a communication dated February 6 from the Department of Fish and Game. Dear Senator Tillian, in accordance with the requirements of the Alaska King Crab Marketing and Quality Control Act, I am enclosing with this letter the 1979 annual report of activities of the Alaska King Crab Marketing and Quality Control Board. Sufficient copies are enclosed for distribution to the members of the Senate. Sincerely, Ronald O. Skoog, Commissioner. These have been distributed. That's the only communication we have today.
And reports of standing committees. The Senate will stand at ease. Senate, come back to order, please. Senator Ray?
We could
revert to introductions.
In the far gallery, Mr. President, there's a friend of mine, a longtime friend, and I must admit that I had forgotten her last name, and that was what took the scurrying around, and I had it backwards. But she is a lady that is very prominent with retired citizens' business. And that's Ms. Florence Barnhart. And while I was going around, scurrying around, Mr. President, trying to see if I had the right pronunciation on the name, I ran into another old friend of mine, no stranger to a lot of the people sitting on this floor, because she used to work for the Secretary of the Senate, Ms. Ann Parsons.
Madam Secretary, reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 40, expansion of the period during which older Alaskans may travel free on the State Marine Highway Ferry System, and majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Pertula, Hackney, and Sumner. Senator Bennett signed, no recommendation. SCR 40 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 301, authorizing the state through the Department of Public Safety to participate in the Alaska Avalanche Warning System, and recommends that the State Affairs Committee substitute do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Pertula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. 301 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered.
Senator Holman.
Just like to indicate for the body the committee position on the bill with regard to the personnel that's required to do the avalanche work. And it was unanimous that Mr. Joe LaRocca would be in charge of that, because he's the best person that we've observed at conducting snow jobs.
Madam Secretary.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 302, making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for participation in the Alaska Avalanche Warning System. And the committee recommends do pass with an amendment, signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Ray, Bennett, and Hackney. SB 302 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 374, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection for Marine Enforcement, and recommends do pass, signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, Pertula, and Ray. SB 374 has no further referral.
Rules.
Mr. President.
Senator Sumner.
At ease, please.
Senate's at ease. Come back to order, please. Madam Secretary, you continue.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 375, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, Curtula, and Ray. SB 375 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 33 amended, requesting the governor to direct action relating to the investment of the state general fund surplus, and Senate Bill Number 338, parking permits for disabled persons, and recommends they be placed on the Friday, February 8 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Ziegler, and Holman. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Reports of special committees.
We have none.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 40 by Senators Hackney, Bennett, Fahrenkamp, Ziegler, and Meehlin regarding the Alaska Lands legislation pending in Congress.
Resources. Would Senate stand at ease, please, Senator Ziegler?
You want to know?
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for a 10-minute recess.
Senate's in recess for approximately 10 minutes.
Mr. President, may we stand at ease for a moment longer?
Senator. Back to order, please. Madam Secretary, I believe we're to first reading of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 187 by Senator Sackett, an act relating to the harvesting and utilization of salmon in certain fisheries and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Judiciary.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 267 by Senator Sumner by request, an act relating to special education.
Hess and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 407 by the Resources Committee by request, an act establishing the Central Susitna River Recreation Area and providing for the classification and management of rivers and adjacent land for outdoor recreational purposes and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 408 by the Resources Committee by request, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for village gardening projects and providing for an effective date.
CRNA and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 409 by Senator Ferguson, an act establishing minimum qualifications for chief school administrators.
Hess.
Senate Bill Number 410 by the Rules Committee by request to the Legislative Council by request, an act providing for grants to municipalities for improvement and expansion of mass transit systems.
I'd like to refer this to Senator Ray of the Special Transportation Committee and then Finance. Look at that, please.
Senate Bill Number 411 by the Rules Committee by request to the Legislative Council by request, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the Municipal Mass Transit Grant Fund and providing for an effective date.
Special Committee on Transportation and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 412 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request, an act providing for an advisory committee on judicial sentencing practices and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 413 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request, an act empowering the Department of Education to operate a student exchange program and providing for an effective date.
Hess and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 414 by Senator Holman, an act authorizing employees of the Alaska Federation of Teachers to participate in the teachers' retirement system and amending the definition of member of the teachers' retirement system and providing for an effective date.
Hess and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 415 by Senator Coletta, an act making a special appropriation for construction of a rifle range and a swimming pool at the Service High School in Anchorage and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the bills this morning.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 338 by Senator Ray, an act relating to parking permits for disabled persons. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill, and the committee recommends that it do pass with an amendment signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Meehlin, Bennett, and Dankworth. Do pass with an amendment, the amendment number one, by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Page 1, line 16, delete applicant's name and address, insert control number of the applicant.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move the adoption of the amendment. The reason for changing this was the thought that if the disabled or handicapped person's name and address appeared upon the parking permit, this would be an open invitation to somebody to do them physical harm, robbery, etc. And as such, if they have a control number which is on the permit at this time, that does enable the Department of Public Safety to determine at all times who the person is. And representation from the department was there and agreed that this was they had no problem with it at all. So I would ask you to ask consent for the adoption amendment.
Is there objection? Not, the amendment is adopted. Madam Secretary.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Petula. Mr.
President, absence of further amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 338 be considered gross, advanced third reading, place to final passage.
Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill Number 338 amended, an act relating to parking permits for disabled persons.
Question.
Question has been called for. Shall Senate Bill 338 as amended pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Will the secretary take the roll, please?
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 excused.
And so, Senate Bill 338 as amended has passed the Senate.
Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 33 amended by the Finance Committee, requesting the Governor to direct action relating to the investment of the State General Fund surplus and to the participation of financial institutions with the Division of Business Loans and Loan Programs of benefit to the state's economy. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass with a Senate Committee substitute, a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Krutula, Bennett, and Hackney. Senator Ray signed, no recommendation. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Ray. Senator Krutula.
There's quite a few, Mr. President, quite a few people had input in this legislation. Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Committee Substitute House Concurrent Resolution 33.
All those in favor?
Mr. President, I'm sorry, I was...
Senator Sturgiluski.
Yes, if I could just direct a couple of questions just for information. Page 2, line 23, I'd like some comment, if I could, as to the consideration the Finance Committee gave the idea of waiving the current loan policy, which requires financial institution participation. I have a little bit of fear that we're again getting the state into a huge system of doing it rather than going out to existing institutions. I wonder if I could have some comment on that.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I'll try to attempt to answer some of the questions. You must understand that this resolution deals with two areas, one and also two departments. One is the Department of Revenue and the other is the Department of Commerce. The first part
deals with mortgages, house mortgages. That takes you down through C. And when you get down here to 3, the loan policy, the Department of Commerce, that, of course, has a, the current loan policy requires financial institutions to participate. The Division of the Department of Commerce gave testimony at which they said that they were opposed to that, if I'm not mistaken. That it would cost them, they would have to put 25 new employees to work in order to continue the operation of their loan policy. Is that what you want to know, Mike?
Well, if the consideration was in other words, your answer, I guess, is what my fear would be, that we're really adding them to the state personnel as opposed to having that work done and participation by the financial community. Is that not correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. President, just one other question. Did you also discuss under item line 26, paren 4, regarding the regional offices of the Veterans Affairs? I had thought that in action we took last session that we moved to close those offices and cross them out of Reno. Did we look at the financial implications if this were instituted at this time?
Senator Ray?
Again, I would attempt to answer, Mr. President. This asks the governor to reopen the regional offices of the Veterans Affairs in Anchorage and Fairbanks to receive and process the veterans' loans as soon as it is administratively possible to open those offices. And the that is, if you'll go back to the first page, in which I believe there is, the limitation has been taken off. They did have a limitation, I believe. Oh, until the legislature completes action on a comprehensive economic assistance program, or until June 30th, 1980, whichever is later. So you have just a time element in there. In order for these things to happen, they would have to happen either before the legislature acts or before June 80th.
Senator Sturgeon.
Thank you very much for the explanation through the chair, Senator Ray. There are many meritorious things in the resolution. I do find some inconsistencies here, however, and cannot support it. I would rather we would move ahead to expeditiously handle the business before us through the regular committee system. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, if I could answer Senator Turtulewski's question with regard to bank participation. Under this resolution or any interim financing scheme that we may develop, it would be very impractical to require, say, 25% bank participation as would normally be suggested. Essentially, we're taking place of using state money to take place of AHFC money, which requires no bank participation. Unfortunately, AHFC's ability to raise tax-free monies has been seriously curtailed by the Ullman bill. Therefore, if we're going to use state money to allow Alaskans to purchase homes, we have to provide that money in roughly the same manner as the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation would, and that is without a 25% bank participation. And I suspect that is the reason that this provision is in the bill. It would be a serious hardship for many people and for the banks as well to try and come up with the 25% participation or whatever participation may be required. There is a shortage of capital in the private market, and it would seriously limit the amount of money that would be available to Alaskans for home purchases.
Thank you. Senator Ray.
Mr. President,
I think that we should all understand what this is. This is more or less the Senate Finance Committee's version of what they believe the intent of this House should be in providing money into the economy of the state of Alaska. It's recommendations to the governor for which he can take action or not take action. We are attempting to meet on a crash basis, the crying needs of the people in the, predominantly in the Anchorage area, Fairbanks, in the large urban areas, for money for houses or for money put into the economy. If we go through the regular system, as has been suggested by one of the members of committees, going and holding hearings, by the time that we get done with that, the need for the impact would be over. I mean, they need the money now, not tomorrow or not next week or not next month. They have to do it now. So we're providing a direct injection of money into the mortgage and loan business, and we are also trying to assist banks in re-liquefying their assets.
Senator Kelly, I believe, was seeking the floor, then Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, as far as I can understand from reading the House version of HCR 33, the Senate simply added sections 4, 5, and 6 on pages 2 and 3. Two of those sections, of course, deal with state veterans. We had testimony last year in the Commerce Committee, Mr. President, that there are approximately 50,000 Alaska state veterans eligible for these loans. And of the 50,000 to date, about 6,000 people have applied. One of the major problems we have in the veterans loan programs, along with our other loan programs, is the tremendous amount of time and effort and hassle and paperwork it takes between Western Alaska and the decision makers in Juneau. That particular Section 4, which would reopen the offices for veterans loans in Anchorage and Fairbanks, I think is one of the stronger sections in the bill. And I'm certainly going to support the bill, Mr. President.
Parliamentary statement, Senator Bradley, Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
Parliamentary statement, Mr. President.
I'll hear in the
parliamentary. There was an error on the part of the previous speaker in which he identified the only changes. There is a substantial change in Section C, and that is the material on lines 11 and 12. Is a substantial change from the House version. And I think that all members should be aware of that. It has to do with refinancing.
Mr. President.
Senator Kelly.
Well, I will admit my error, Mr. President, but let me just say that in my experience, in the 2 years in the other body, we always had the other House's version of the bill before us. Now, I had to run over and get my copy of the House resolution from the bill books. And I would hope, Mr. President, that in the future we will have the other copies from which we are adopting committee substitutes in front of the body.
Senator Kelly, it's a point well taken. I do have them. I assume that each of you also have them. You'll have a sergeant at arms be a little more cautious.
That was the reason for my statement, Mr. President, which could be considered out of line at that time, but I wanted to put it forth so that everybody would understand we didn't have a copy.
Thank you. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I've talked to the governor just recently, and he's aware of this resolution. And he has, as you know, in this bill that we will have our loans serviced through the local banks. Therefore, we have a branch in every city that has a bank. And this is what the Alaska Real Estate Association prefers. They were just down here recently. This is what he prefers. And I've been dealing with this all summer since last year, and now the veterans see the light, and they prefer it this way too. It is done more expeditiously, they have more expertise, there were some complaints, all due respect to the branches. We'd have to re-employ those 23 people that were terminated. Most of them, one-third have retired, and the others have other jobs. Of course, they could be re-established, but they made some mistakes. They didn't have the expertise. For the most part, the banks did. Then they had to forward them to Juneau, another channel. And it's more expeditious just to go through the banks, period. And that's been agreed upon. And I've been all over the state this summer, recently. And this weekend, again, I've got to go and talk to some people, veterans for the most part. And they've agreed on this. It's the most expeditious and efficient way of doing it. But we also got one other thing included in the bill. We don't put the interest rate in there. We say 1%, at least 1% less than a comparable state bills for of the same purposes, none veterans. And the governor's bill is 9.5 for everybody, for our home, and 9.25 for veterans. Well, according to this bill, it will be 8.5 for veterans, which will include the 3.8% bank service charge plus the 1% to the veteran incorporated within the 8.5%. And no matter what we sent up there, I think the governor's made up his mind. And he can, as Senator Ray said, he can accept it or not accept it. I think I'll vote for it, because I know what he's got in mind, I think, anyway.
Thank you. President. Senator Couture and Senator Stimson.
I feel called upon, but I feel that I ought to interject here into three again. It says waive the current loan policy for Commerce. Now that's in the business loan section. And I happen to know that section extremely well, having been involved in the establishment of that section. Currently, under $50,000, there is no participation with other institutions. And until we started work on this legislation, there was a 25% participation, not by statute, by an in-house decision, with existing financial institutions that were strapped. As a result of work on this legislation, it's been reduced to 10% bank participation. I presume no matter what we do here, that will be the participation.
Senator Stimson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to share with the body the fact that I had an opportunity to observe the Senate Finance hearings on this bill, on this resolution, and was very impressed with the thoughtful deliberations that went into it. I spent some time surveying my constituents before I came down here, and I found that the single most important concern of all of the people that we talked to was the need for low-interest loans and for those loans to be available just as soon as possible. What we need to understand with this resolution is the fact that, in the first place, it's not particularly binding. It's recommendations, and it's showing a clear intent on our part. It also expires, this program would expire June 30th, so it's a short-term, temporary attempt to solve a very critical problem. It shoots some financial adrenaline into the economy that's not only timely, but long overdue. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Holman.
Thank you, Mr. President. What form of the bill do we have before us, sir?
We have a motion by Senator Curtula to adopt the Senate Committee Substitute. The Committee Substitute House Concurrent Resolution 33 amended is before us.
Okay, thank you. Earlier it was stated that we perhaps need some more hearings, and I think that Senator Ray refuted that quite well. I think we have responsibility as members of this body sometimes to look square at problems and address them and resolve them to the best of our ability. I think that there are ample opportunities to, for all of us to have already tested the public pulse and to have a good sense of the need as the public perceives it. I think that the original sponsor of this resolution, Representative Meekin, should be commended for its introduction. It gives us an opportunity to quickly, as a legislative body, state our intention and give our direction to the executive branch. With regard to what the public thinks, we have seen recently presented to the body the results of a Rowan report. And that's available, and I think that many members have requested those results and have them in hand. If we look at questions 30 to 32 in that survey instrument, it indicates from the 555 responses that 54% suggest reducing the loan interest rates for commercial and personal loans for residents. It's also interesting to see that a smaller percentage, 42.3%, suggest reducing or removing the state personal income tax. And a still smaller percent, 21.8, suggest making payments directly to residents in terms of dividends or other payments. This resolution does follow that public direction and reduce loan interest rates for both commercial and personal loans. Question 33 in that poll, has the state moved fast enough to counter the high interest rate situation involved in getting a small business loan, a mortgage, or a similar type loan? 64% of the people have said no. We haven't moved fast enough to hold public hearings or further delay a state program to address the problems of high interest. Question 37, is the 14% to 16% interest rate for the non-prime borrower in Alaska reasonable, or should the state use all of its financial tools and power to reduce the loan interest rate? Of the 555 respondents, 85% said do what is possible to reduce the rate. The resolution does that. Question 39, if the state uses its powers to get loan interest rates in the state reduced significantly, will there be benefits to Alaskans other than the direct savings to the borrowers? And 76% of the public surveyed in this sample said yes. Question 41, can the Alaskan economy be stimulated generally if the interest rates fall to 7 or 8% instead of 14 to 16%? 85.4% of the sample group indicated yes. Could unemployment be reduced through a low interest rate policy? 70% of the Alaskans polled said yes. We've seen this survey, as I indicated, is available and can be obtained through the Legislative Affairs Agency. We also had another document submitted as a part of the interim report to the council. The conference on Alaska's future frontiers. And if you review the recommendations of the public, you find that Alpha Group's financing resolution, they resolve that the legislature adopt a policy of financial partnership between the state and private enterprise in cooperation with local financing institutions. This bill does that, this resolution, with a view toward one, supporting private enterprise through a provision of facilitation of venture capital in Alaska, two, capital or operational support for projects and equipment, including leases or lease purchases within the lease rate based on actual revenues received from use of the product, three, approval of borrowers based on relevant factors beyond those presently considered by banks. The state economic policy should be developed with the desirable social and economic development toward the improvement and strengthening of the private sector. Beta Group also contains resolutions which are implemented by HCR 33 in the Finance Committee substitute form. Delta Group does. I think that we've seen the expression of the public in many places, and it's time for us to act.
Mr. President, just
Senator
very yes, very briefly, I received a note from the one of the original sponsor, Representative Meekins, and it's something that did not come out and removes a major objection, and that is my question on the state getting back in the business, because I think there's a fiscal responsibility. He points out that the intent and the discussions, the difference between the participation and origination of the loans, that the banks would still originate them, that there would not be a need to add state employees. In other words, the one issue that's being taken out is the participation. In that case, it would allow simply the other, the procedure that's been used heretofore to be carried on, and I do support that. Thank you.
Question? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, would you read the committee report again? I can't remember what it was.
Madam Secretary.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 33 amended and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute and a majority do pass, signed Senator Sackett chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Curtula, Bennett, and Hackney. Senator Ray signed no recommendation.
The reason is, Mr. President, I signed a no recommendation because if you take this thing and look at it, sure, there's some a cosmetic approach there. But if you get past the false eyelashes and the lipstick, the lips and the flashy pantyhose, there's some good solid meat in this bill, and that's what I'm voting for.
Motion has been placed to adopt the Senate committee substitute. Is there objection? Hearing none, the Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for HCR 33 is adopted. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, will we be at ease for a moment?
The Senate will stand at ease. To order, please. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt committee substitute for House concurrent resolution 33 total.
Question is, shall Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House concurrent resolution 33 pass the Senate? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? So the Senate adopts Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 33. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, we're down to citation calendar.
Yes, we are.
Mr. President, I, with consent of the sponsor, I move and ask unanimous consent that I'll be shown as a sponsor of William K. Borden. Mr. President, it's possible that all members of the Senate would like that same courtesy. There's no objection, Mr. President. I would change my motion, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that the sponsorship be shown Senator Ziegler, Representatives Gardner and Freeman, and all members of the Senate.
Your objection. Not the sponsorship will reflect all members of the Senate. Madam Secretary, would you read the consent calendar, please?
All right. William K. Boardman, Ketchikan's Outstanding Citizen of the Year by Senator Ziegler and Representatives Gardner and Freeman and all members of the Senate. In Memoriam, Christian A. Roust by Representatives Miller, Duncan, and Fuller. In Memoriam, Irene Osterman by Representatives Zaroff and McKinnon and Senator Mulcahy. Honoring Miss Elizabeth Stolpe, Alaska Junior Miss, by Senator Coletta. In Memoriam, James W. Seitz, by Representative Phillips, Cotton, Halford, and Martin. Honoring Alaska's Olympic Nordic skiers by all members of the House and Senator Coletta.
Senator Bradley.
In regard to the citation in memoriam of James D. Seitz, I have concurrence from the original prime sponsor are to sponsor that also, and Senator Kelly asked me to ask him at the same time.
Madam Secretary, senators be listed as sponsors. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I've had a great association with members of the Nordic Ski Club, and I'd move and ask consent, since it is sponsored by all members of the House, to join Senator Collette in sponsorship of this memorial.
Madam Secretary, would you make a notation, please? Senator Stimson.
Thank you.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, in the memoriam of Christian A. Roust, the surviving of this ex-Alaska Territorial Legislator, are from Juneau, and I would request that my name be added to that of Representative Miller and Duncan and Fuller.
Madam Secretary. Senator Curtula, would you move the adoption of the citation calendar?
Mr. President, I move adoption of the consent citation calendar.
Is there objection? Not. Consent citation calendar is approved. That concludes the daily calendar. Brings us to unfinished business. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, yesterday you suggested to Senator Ray and maybe we should take a look at Senate Bill 406, an act relating to age limits under Title IV alcoholic beverages. And that ties in exactly with what we're doing with Title IV. And I would move you, sir, that we have a secondary referral to the Judiciary Committee after Congress.
Madam Secretary, would you please make note of that from Commerce to Judiciary? Senator Ziegler.
There will be a Western States Legislative Force and Task Service meeting the last week in March. I believe Senator Mealon will soon follow me, and I should attend. And so I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call to Senate, not subject to a call, from 10:45 a.m. on March 27th through March 30th.
Is there objection? Without objection, Senator Ziegler is excused. Senator Mealon.
Mr. President, as the other member of the Western States Forestry Task Force, I plan to make that meeting to the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th, not subject to a call.
Is there objection? Senator Mealon is excused. Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I'd like to be listed as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 15, increasing the Alaska longevity bonus. This request is made with the concurrence of the original sponsors, Senators Skrtula and Ferguson, and I'd so move.
Madam Secretary, would you make the notation? Senator Ziegler.
I don't have Senator Skrtula's permission, but I'll assume that I do. I, too, would like to be shown as a co-sponsor.
Any other co-sponsors?
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
Since I have a similar bill, but this is ahead of mine, it unfinished business, I'll withdraw it. But at this present time, with the good Senator Petula's concurrence, I would like to also be a co-sponsor of this bill.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I do have Senator Petula's support on this, and I would ask that my name be added as well.
Senator Skrtula, would you like to suggest all members?
Mr. President, it was a legislative vehicle originally, and the Senate does me some honor in allowing this bill to come forward my name, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that it be shown sponsorship all members of the Senate.
Does any member have objections? If not, Madam Secretary, make the notation. Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, there is one member of the Senate who's absent. Not sure he's got his name on that or not.
Mr. President.
Senator Holman.
In that light, Senator Tillian and I have had a bill with the same objective drafted, and I'm sure that that indicates his concurrence to the concept.
Senator Sackett also was the chairman of the committee that had unanimously passed the other day, so I suspect that he would be in support of it.
No problem.
Madam Secretary, would you include all members of the Senate? Are there any other unfinished business?
Mr. President?
Senator Ray.
Yesterday I asked to be added to a governor's bill as a co-sponsor, and you asked me at that time to seek the permission of the sponsor. I did so, sir, and he gave me the permission to add my name to the bills. However, it was the only reason that I did that was to establish whether it could be done or not. I do not feel that I would like to add my name to those bills at this time.
Senator Ray, I don't know. I would have to defer the question, but it's a good one.
Right.
To Senator Ziegler to do some research, even though the governor has given permission. I don't know if it falls within the rules.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, Mr. President, that perhaps we should, because there'll be a day will come along that I'm sure that some of the other members of this body might. I won't, but some of the other members might.
Senator Ziegler.
Barrier and report back to the body.
I think age and experience will prevail in this instance.
You look older than I do.
Senator Brody.
Mr. President, as long as this matter is being considered a question of sponsorship, a question has existed for some time as to whether a bill may be sponsored by both a member of the House and a member of the Senate. There has, to my knowledge, been no satisfactory resolution of this question. Should the Rules Committee develop answers to the question posed by Senator Ray regarding sponsorship, I would appreciate it if this question could also be addressed.
Any other unfinished business? Special orders?
Mr. President.
Senator Cotullo.
I rise for just a moment under special orders to request support of the Senate, particularly your good offices. Mr. President, it's been brought to my attention, and I don't believe I've mentioned it to the Senate in the past, that as in the Civil War, we have a drummer boy, maybe two that were the last members, the last living members. Mr. President, as I understand it today, of the first territorial legislature, and maybe I'm an heir, but as I understand it, and I'll research it slightly more, the only person that served in any capacity in the first territorial legislature, now alive, and now participating, as a matter of fact, actively in his community also, was a page. His name was Chuck Egan. And Mr. President, I would ask your indulgence in two things. One, a support of a memorial for his survivorship, contributions, which are many, but also the possibility of you checking into our holding the smallest of ceremonies. He probably won't attend. He's a very private person. In this body sometime before the end of the session and inviting them to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other special orders? Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, not under special orders, a question to the chair, and that would be, is there anyone excused from the Senate is there anyone absent without being excused from the call of the Senate?
Madam Secretary.
On the floor right now, Senator Holman is absent. Senator Fahrenkamp, Tillian, and Sackett are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Any other special orders? Announcements of committee meetings?
Mr. President.
Senator Mulcahy.
Just a reminder that State Affairs will be meeting at 3 o'clock in the Bell's room this afternoon to consider SB 2 SBR 36.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. Chairman, the Senate Commerce Committee will be meeting in room 106 Assembly Building at 2 p.m. this afternoon to finalize the sunset or electrical examiner report. Shouldn't take very long. There's all members of the committee.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, Senate Resources will meet at 3 p.m. Senate Finance Committee room in a joint meeting with House Resources to hear the Van Pullen report.
Further announcements. Prior to the majority leader placing a recess motion, an explanation as to why the recess, the Senate will stay open to receive messages from the House and refer those for committee action. That's the only activity that will occur. Require a skeleton crew for that to happen, so therefore committee activities will not have to be interrupted. Senator Couture, Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, not to go against your statement, but I think there are some political or parliamentary maneuvers that may take place when we do call a skeleton session.
All right, Senator Ferguson, we will hold to solely receipt and referral.
Mr. President, I understand that, but if there were to be a call of the Senate at that time, I believe all members would have to be ready.
They most certainly would. Senator Cotullo.
Are there any further announcements?
Mr. President, I'd like this.
Senator Sumner, Senate stand at ease. Senate, come back to order, please. Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, I'd like to meet with the members of the Senate Resources Committee to see if they want to adjourn. We can meet at my desk right here.
Thank you. Senator Curtula.
President, I move we recess till 4 p.m.
Senate will stand in recess. Senate, come to order, please. Madam Secretary, would you revert to messages from the House?
Message of February 8th, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill Number 684 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act to allow certain investments of the general fund in insured mortgages and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
That's the only message from the House.
Madam Secretary, would you advance to standing committee reports?
The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 40 regarding the Alaska Lands legislation pending in Congress and reports it back as follows. Senator Bennett and Senator Meehlin signed due pass with an amendment. Senator Curtula, Dankworth, and Mulcahy signed no recommendation. Senator Sumner, the chairman, did not sign it. There is no further referral of SJ 40.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 15, increasing Alaska longevity bonus. Senate Bill 301, authorizing the state through the Department of Public Safety to participate in the Alaska Avalanche Warning System. And Senate Bill 302, making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for participation in the Alaska Avalanche Warning System, and recommends that these be placed in the February 11 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Sumner, and Ziegler. These three bills do appear on Monday's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this afternoon.
We advance to announcements. Are there any announcements? Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, there is a salmon quality control meeting tomorrow in the Butkovich Room, bringing in a number of important processors and fishermen from over the state. Mr. President, if there's nothing further to come before, it's 10 a.m. Come before this body, I move national consent that we adjourn till 10 a.m. Monday.
Senate stands in adjournment till 10 a.m. Monday.